This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. The destruction of America and the American dream is happening right now before our very eyes. It's a slow-moving disaster that's coming to a head with each and every revelation toward destruction. Where to start? Well, how about the Senate? Chuck Schumer has now announced an informal dress code for the Senate chamber. He did this to allow Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania to wear a hoodie and gym shorts as he attends Senate meetings. I mean, the guy's a clown. People from Pennsylvania should be really proud of themselves for sending a guy like this to represent them in the Senate. How ridiculous does it look when he stands next to the president and congressional leaders, all dressed in suits and ties, in his gym shorts and hoodie? It's pathetic. Meanwhile, the president has now moved to close off thousands and thousands of acres to natural gas and oil drilling again. He's done this over and over again, despite the fact that gas prices in California are now over $6 a gallon and close to $5 a gallon right here. Tone deaf? You bet he is. And don't get me started on giving Iran $6 billion. There's simply no way to justify giving that amount of money to a terrorist state. Speaking of California, the madness and denigration of our way of life continues full bore in that state. Governor Newsom, by the way, Californians should be proud of voting for this guy into office, along with the wacky state government, announced just the other day that the minimum wage for health care workers will be $25 per hour. Doctors, nurses, specialists? Nope, everyone, including the janitors. $25 an hour. Gee, what do you think that's going to do to our health care costs and our insurance costs? But they couldn't leave it there. Yesterday, they announced that fast food workers should have a minimum wage of $20 an hour. Really? $20 per hour for unskilled labor? So that means when you factor in a huge increase in gas prices and delivery prices, along with a huge increase in the minimum wage, what's a burger going to cost you soon in California? $25, $30, $35 or so? Well, a meltdown, that's really what it is. Finally, locally, a judge came out with two decisions last week that in effect say that the endangered species law is the law of the land for water here in the Klamath Basin. Now, never mind that you're sacrificing farms and ranchers, killing people and towns, and devastating the American way of life. You also are blindly following the idea that one species, that being fish, are more important than anything else. No, our country is going to hell in a handbasket, and it's just going to get worse. Sorry about that. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.